6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time on the Power Hour with Dave Krieger. Good to have you aboard on this happy Monday. You know, there's a band out there from England called Happy Mondays. We wish every Monday was happy, but man, so much stuff happened over the weekend news-wise. It's unbelievable. We'll be going through some of that as well as taking your phone calls through the first hour, 844-769-2944. That is our toll-free phone number. If you don't have it in speed dial, you should, because that's how you communicate with us and let the rest of the world know what's on your mind, because I can't read your mind without you on the phone and you talking to me. It's all about discourse. That's what it is. Freedom of speech still reigns here in the Power Hour, so don't be afraid to use that phone number, even if you're a first-time caller. Don't worry about a thing. You're talking to me and probably a million other listeners who would pick up the our broadcast, whether through the email blast, the archives, or whatever the case. People always ask me about the Power Hour. Is it a podcast? It's like, no, it's a radio program. So we have to be nice because the FCC controls, you know, our output. We don't want the same thing happening to us that happened to Howard Stern every time he opened his potty mouth, which is why he's on Sirius XM and not here. And besides that, the way he's acting right now, I wonder where his loyalty is as far as spiritual. This week at the Power Mall, 10% off OptiVita products. And we got a special offer. You get 15% off basic essentials. We've already applied the discounts at checkout. 10% off iComplex CS as well. We'll be talking to Charles Einstein. He is the author of the new book, The Coronation. Just came out last month. We'll be talking to him about what's in it, talking about the meta aspects of COVID and public health response. We'll transcend the usual politicized discourse and figure this out. It's a new book he's got out from Chelsea Green Publishing, and we'll be talking to him in our noon hour. So in the meantime, we move along. We have a documentary, you know, these little mini things on News with Views. Global Depression is already underway. It's a commentary by D.V. Kidd. We've had her on the show before. And those of you who read D.V. know what she's about and know that she is very, very conservative in the way she looks at things and sees the real truth behind what is going on here. And she does an intense amount of research that she puts in her articles. And so we're going to include that in your email blast, which we hope you are chiming in on, and that you get that in your inbox. Because, see, stuff that we don't cover because of time, you can actually pick up and read on the email blast. Because we link some stuff in PDF, we link some stuff where you can just go directly to the website and do your news and research and come up with your own ideas about life, about things, about how you're going to blend in and make things work in your life. Because the last thing we want is our very, very smart listeners suffering in any way, shape, or form. And of course, we have some prayers to get out there this morning. Tim is slated to have surgery in his frontal lobe to remove a tumor. That's a brain tumor. I don't like the sounds of it. It's hard to trust modern medicine these days after everything that's gone on. And Tim, fortunately, like many of you, did not get the jab, but he's been PCR tested before, so we don't know what's going on. I don't know where this tumor came from. And Judy, of course, who had just got done with rounds of chemo and she's in San Antonio and just, you know, drained. And we understand that. Because, I mean, when you poison your body like this with chemo, and everybody knows what it is. I mean, there's no BSing about it. If you do radiation, you do chemo, you know what you're up against. You know what the stuff is, and you know what it does, and you lose your hair and all sorts of things. You know, we get that. Susan also is recovering from hers. Been a while since she's had it, but she's still, you know, getting over it. So we're going to be lifting up everybody right now that we just said. If you have a prayer request, this goes out to you too. Even if you didn't, chime in on thepowerhour.com, and you could do a prayer request on thepowerhour.com simply by going there and filling out the form. And once we get it, we put it out in our email blast so that everybody's praying for you, because, you know, it says in the good book that when two or more people agree on any one thing, it shall be added unto them, which means we are all out there praying for those who are afflicted. And we pray for this country as well. But above all, dear Heavenly Father, we just pray for the healing, for the benefit of your comfort on all of the people that we have mentioned here and the people that we have not mentioned, to just lift the burdens off of them, whether it's health, whether it's spiritual, whether they're being attacked, whatever the case may be, Father, you are the healer of all. And whatever happens, and we ask in his name that you are the deliverer from everything that ails us. And that includes all the people that we just prayed for, Tim, Judy, and Susan, that they may be healed and get through this with your hedge of protection around them in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? Thank you for that. We appreciate you. God bless you, all of you that are listening to the show. You know how crazy life gets, and that's one of the reasons why we love you, that you're on this show and you listen and you call and you express your opinions, because they're important. Because if you have an opinion about something, guess what? I'll bet you there's at least 10,000 of our listeners that have that same opinion, and they agree with you. And see, anything that is spiritual in nature, that works through the Father, you know, you can pray for these things at home as well and make them happen and make positive things happen in your life. The first grain shipment has left Ukraine after months of Russian blockade amidst food crisis. Believe it or not, left the port of Odessa today under an internationally brokered deal that is expected to release large stores of Ukrainian crops to foreign markets amid a global food crisis. What can we say? That happens. Let's hope it gets through all right. And we've got some other articles from Technocracy News, which you should know. Climate madness, destroying the enemy's food supply, is an age-old military tactic. And here, just when you thought it was all about politics, no, it's not. Not necessarily. Ships sitting afar, by the way, disrupting the enemy's supply chain, is an age-old military tactic. And you thought that they were just lazy dock workers. No. These are articles from Technocracy News that are on your email blast as well. Dan in New Jersey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, not bad for an old man. I'm calling relative to your mention. I'm calling about your mention of Tim undergoing surgery for a brain tumor.
Yes,
I wonder if you and the listeners are aware that there is a more modern form of cancer treatment called either stereotactic radial surgery or proton therapy, where after the cancer is precisely determined, whether in the brain or just about anywhere else in the body is held as rigid in frame, and a cyclotron moves around the patient, emitting tens of thousands of microsecond bursts of proton radiation from thousands of angles to maximize the dose of radiation to the tumor and minimizing the dose of the surrounding tissues. And this way, much higher doses can be used, and that's typically about 90% effective in many cancers, including brain cancers, without the chemotherapy, without conventional radiation, without having to be cut apart and going through conventional surgery. It's something
right,
you
I've heard that. I know that they do it for prostate surgery, because there's a place in Jacksonville, Florida, that has one of these things. And so that everything that you just mentioned, I am familiar with. And that's a good thing that you brought that point up, because they had discussed with Tim having some sort of radiation therapy done. But I don't know that he has researched that. But you know what? He's really a little skittish about having the front of his brain cut open.
Well, I suggest the answer to our prayers may be that he should postpone his surgery until he looks into this much better, because conventional radiation can't be high enough to really wipe out a lot of cancers, but does a lot of damage to surrounding tissues. There's a man, Dr. Gil Lederman, and his children, which are also now doctors, triple board certified in radiation, chemotherapy, and oncology, who in New York City has been running a cancer institute by which, you know, before he came to work there, 97% of women with breast cancer were losing their breasts. But 95% of his patients keep their breasts without all that horrible surgery and side effects. You might want to look upon him as a guest, because he frequently appears on WOR Radio in New York several times at a weekend and every night at midnight.
I think
his website is, listenershelplisteners.com, and I'm sure he would be happy to come on your program. He invites people to call on his Saturday programs. They ask questions about cancer. And listening to him, boy, you would learn a lot about how conventional treatment and his treatments work for various cancers. So
wonderful. I've written it down. Listenershelplisteners.com. Our producers are writing that down as well. And we will attempt to reach out to him, because this is something, you know, when you got somebody that's doing cutting edge stuff, you know, we all want to hear about it. Now, I appreciate you, Dan, calling in and mentioning that. I will pass that information along to Tim and his wife, because I'm sure that they would not want him to go under the knife if they can possibly help it. They talked about radiation, and all of a sudden the surgeons call back and go, no, we want to cut. And I'm like, I'm not liking that. They aren't either. But thanks for that input, Dan, this morning. God bless you, sir. We appreciate you. By the way, did you know Kansas is going to be the first state to put abortion on the ballot since the Supreme Court ruling? And we're talking about the Dobbs ruling, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. You know, and that basically that ruling overturned Roe v. Wade, which got everybody all messed up. And we're still having these arguments, and we're still committing all sorts of heinous crimes against pro-life pregnancy centers. Yeah, the left just won't leave it alone. They don't understand that if you want to be fair about politics, but see, when has the left ever been fair about politics? You know, and we're also going through the 2000 Mules situation, if you haven't seen it yet. Dinesh D'Souza's big researched movie. You need to watch it. Sheriff Richard Mack over the weekend announced that several of the sheriffs in his group, the CSPOA, are launching investigations into the election integrity of 2020. There has been some speculation that the reason Gavin Newsom went to the Capitol building when Sleepy Joe was out of the country kissing the mullah's ring, that Newsom wants to make a play. Can you imagine Gavin Newsom being president of the United States? God forbid. That's like dealing with the devil himself. That hair of his, I mean, you seriously could moose that up and make some slick horns out of it. But the thing is, with Kansas, if the state votes yes on the Value Them Both Amendment, that protection as far as the state constitution and what it protects now, because in 2019, the Kansas Supreme Court ruled the state constitution protects the right to an abortion. So the Value Them Both Amendment, the protection would be removed, giving the conservative state legislature the deciding power. If the state votes no, the constitutional right to an abortion would remain in place. Right now, here's the polling numbers. 47% of Kansas plans to vote yes. 43, no, 10%, still undecided. Florida education top gun Manny Diaz Jr., the commissioner there, is telling schools to ignore federal guidelines on gender identity. This in response to guidance documents from the U.S. Department of Education and the USDA. Really, what's the Department of Agriculture putting that garbage in? I mean, the garbage they're feeding our kids in schools right now, loaded with GMO and glyphosate. Why the hell should we listen to these people? Really? Well, Manny Diaz Jr., the Florida Education Commissioner, says that these guidance documents are not binding law. These are agency documents, and is asking school officials in Florida refuse to change their practices. The letter accused the feds of trying to impose sexual ideology on Florida schools that would create a risk to health, safety, and welfare of Florida students. Do you agree? There isn't one thing about the U.S. Department of Agriculture or the U.S. Department of Education that has done anything positive for our students out there, for our young people. Not since Biden took office. Push for community schools focusing on equity raises red flags, according to critics. You see, it's all about what the DOE and the NEA and everybody else is saying. They're trying to call them healthy schools with a 10-part framework for addressing all aspects of a child's health on campus called Whole School, Whole Community, Whole Child. Oh, isn't that something? Oh, yeah, just all lovey-dovey. Let's all sit around the fire and sing Kumbaya. Why don't we do that? That'll make it wonderful, won't it? These people are in a dream world. Then, of course, they want to invite you to the drag show. Oh, don't worry, it's kid-friendly. Yeah, let's groom your kids. Really? When they're 21 and they're seriously into the age of majority and they've learned what the ways of the world really are by then, they can make a decision whether or not they want to go to a drag club. Until then, these people need to leave well enough alone. New York, by the way, has become the second major U.S. city to declare health emergency over monkeypox. Yep. Kathy Hochul did it again. Wicked Witch of the North. Doing it again. Declared a public health emergency over the weekend, saying the city is the epicenter of the state's outbreak. And who has the most cases of monkeypox? The same bunch that had the most AIDS, HIV cases. The ones that were sexually oriented, not to Adam and Eve, but Adam and Steve. And sometimes Eve got it too because she had sex with an infected person. Because they were bisexual. Now, believe it or not, here's some interesting news, which I kind of take with a grain of salt. The Biden administration is set to close 4 wide gaps in the U.S.-Mexico border wall in an open area of southern Arizona near Yuma to address operational impacts and immediate life and safety risks. Well, wait a minute. I thought, according to Bonehead Mayorkas, Dorcas Mayorkas, I thought that he said the border was closed. I thought he said the border was safe. Oh, I forgot. He's a pathological liar, right? Yeah. The former Yuma 6 project near the Morelos Dam, according to a press release from the Department of Homeland Security, that's Dorcas Mayorkas' agency, it's become one of the busiest corridors for illegal crossings. And, of course, due to the proximity to the dam and the swift-moving Colorado River, of course it presents safety and life hazard risk for the migrants trying to cross. So we got to do something about that so they come in through other areas. See, he's doing this not to help us. He's doing it to help them. He doesn't have a clue, and it's not really him that's doing it because he's already way into stage one of Alzheimer's. I mean, it's evident. Everything he's doing, they're constantly having to give him cue cards. He's got worse now than the mental acuity of a 2-year-old. Oh, and by the way, did you know that Pelosi just landed in Asia? Yeah, she's gonna get to Taiwan one way or another. She's not going to tell the Chinese. She's just going to kind of slip in and slip out. And China will find out. Don't believe you me. They have the means and the wherewithal to find out what she's doing, what she's up to. And you know the real sad state of affairs there with what she's up to? Well, she just announced that the House will vote immediately on the assault weapon ban after Democratic infighting. Wow. Assault weapons ban? I don't think that's really going to go over well in the Senate. I think Pelosi does not understand our Constitution. She keeps wanting to call our republic a democracy. Seriously. We don't have a democracy. But she says, today our Democratic majority will take up and pass the assault weapons ban legislation. What she doesn't understand is it's not going to stop gun violence. They're just going to target people that have them and try and take them away. And she does not understand that by doing this, she and the entire House of Representatives that vote in favor of this are violating the Constitution. Because it says it doesn't matter what the weapon is, you have the right to bear arms. It doesn't say assault weapons are part of that. It says you have the right to bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. Well, what do you call an assault weapons ban that's an infringement? It's a violation of the Constitution. Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats, demon rats, whatever you want to call them, should be ashamed. Now, did they commit treason against the United States? No, it's basically a slap in the face. Somebody's going to sue on this. This assault weapons ban is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court, and they're going to rule. Do you know what the Second Amendment is, Pelosi, you nincompoop? You and your drunken husband need to just go back to Napa and just forget about life for a while. The 2022 Arizona primary election, a new poll there shows Trump-backed GOP candidates are dominating in key races. The people who are running in Michigan and Washington state that voted to impeach Trump, that are running on the GOP ticket, are finding it very difficult to maintain any kind of a lead. In fact, they're probably, like Liz Cheney, going to lose the primary. I don't think there's any Democrats out there that seriously see this January 6th committee for what it is, are going to go along with any of that stuff. They really want to switch parties and vote for Liz Cheney to keep her in power, really? Yeah, her daddy Warbucks would just, you know, he's probably laughing in his grave. We'll be back with more news in your phone calls after this short break here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, August 1st. Wow, start of a new month. Right around the 12th or so, you're going to see the Perseids. That's a meteor shower, by the way, for those of you. Most of you probably already know who they are. Dan, we appreciate you calling back in. After he got off the phone with us during the previous segment, he called the clinic and got RSNY.org. That's RogerSamNY for New York, .org, RSNY.org. And apparently that is the clinic where the doctor he was talking about is doing this cutting-edge stuff to heal cancer victims. So we appreciate you getting that information out there, Dan. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. For those of you who want to chime in on anything we're talking about today. By the way, there's another Technocracy news article called Chemical Warfare, Disrupting the Enemy's Health is an Age-Old Military Tactic. We have a lot of military tactics in the news today because the U.S. has agreed to purchase 66 million doses of Moderna's new vaccine formula that targets Omicron in a $1.74 billion deal. The Moderna order comes on top of a U.S. agreement to purchase 105 million doses of Pfizer's updated shots that target Omicron for $3.2 billion. And where's all this money coming from? From yours and my tax dollars. Yeah. Are these going to do any good? No. What do we believe the boosters are going to do? Anybody that gets these new boosters. So right now, it looks like we have 171 million combined booster shots. For all those of you people out there that are brainwashed by the U.S. government that think that every word you just drool and dribble and grovel at every single word the United States government says, well, it must be from the government. It's true. Really? See, we have smart listeners on this program that have already dissected the BS from the truth. And after everything for the last 2 years we've had to put up with the CDC, the NIH, and everybody else, we've had enough. Yeah, they're not going to do this. And when the monkeypox thing that World Health Organization is now declaring is a worldwide pandemic, it's coming up. Two retired U.S. generals, Major General Paul Vallely and Thomas McInerney, USAF, raised concerns over WHO's recent declaration of monkeypox as a global health emergency. Said, yep, we already knew it. They're right on predicted schedule, just in time for the November election. But here's, you know, Tedros out there thinks he's God. He gets to do all this. You know, last time I checked, we did not give the World Health Organization pandemic declaration priority in this country. Unless Congress snuck something through we don't know about. And, of course, President Trump is now chiding Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser after she requested the National Guard be mobilized to deal with the influx of illegal immigrants being transported from southern states. Oh, you can't do this. You can't do this for January 6th to stop all of that stuff. No, you let them in, you entrapped them, and now you're holding these patriotic people, these citizens that have a right to assemble. And by the way, last time I checked, we the people actually own the damn Capitol. And then you sit there and you put a wall around it. You people really are afraid of us, aren't you? Yet you're sitting there trying to portray that we should be afraid of you. I have a real hard time with that. I mean, here's the thing. On Tipping Point, this is what Muriel Bowser has done. I mean, she's sending letters to the White House and the Pentagon seeking federal help, describing the situation at the nation's capital as a humanitarian crisis. I think Bowser hasn't gone to the borders in Arizona and Texas yet, because that's where the governors are sending all these migrants. And she claimed they're being tricked into opting to take buses to the nation's capital. La-di-da. No, they're not. I think all these people need to go to D.C. and see how the rich live there, how the hypocrites live. Richard in Washington, welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, great show. Just a little business beforehand. You gave a number that I've never heard before, 469?
Let's see, that would be 844-769.
Oh, that's the one. Okay, yeah, that's the one I called. That's the studio. Okay. Yeah, I just heard a number that I hadn't heard before. Anyway, my background is health. Went into med school and decided that wasn't really medicine. That was drugs. And been into health ever since.
Good for you.
And bottom line is, what we don't realize is we're the only species that cooks our food. And because of that, we don't get hardly any enzymes. You have to eat raw food with in your diet. And there's a book called Pottinger's Cats and other ones. But what it points out is two-thirds of your diet should at least, as a minimum, be raw so that you can get the enzymes to actually promote life. And one of the things they're doing to us now is giving us a whole bunch of foreign proteins. And unless you ramp up the proteolytic enzymes, you're not going to be able to handle that just as a normal basis. So I like to inform people that proteolytic enzymes are key. If you've got a jab and you've regretted it, that's one way you can help yourself, because you know those are proteins they're injecting into your body, and you know what your body should do is just break those down and eliminate them. But with no enzymes, you can't do that. And you were talking about cancer. There's a person, an old researcher, John Beard. He was a embryologist in England way back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And his theoretical model, and it proved to be fairly accurate, followed by William Douglas Kelly, was that pancreatic enzymes were the key to cancer. But essentially, they were the trigger. I mean, there were other causes and other things infecting the body that were creating an immunological problem. But the trigger was pancreatic enzymes. When a fetus grows in the body, its placenta grabs onto the woman's womb and starts growing like a cancer, and then it stops. And what he found was the pancreas comes online and turns that growth off. And what he did was kind of compare that to cancer, and William Douglas Kelly, Donald Kelly, found that was the key to actually turning off the cancer program in the body. So I can't recommend enzymes enough, and that's my spiel, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I love that. You know, I know you like that country song, too. Otherwise, you wouldn't said, and I'm sticking to it, because that's my story. I like that
exactly.
Song. That was funny. I put the hammock in the attic. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't know it, boy, but you just blew it. Yep. I love that song. That's a lot of used to play that in country radio, too, when I was there. Richard, thanks so much for the plug-in. You're the second person that talked about the proteolytic enzyme. So, you know, we appreciate you calling in and chiming in on that stuff. Definitely agreed. I know a lot of people right now are looking at holistic therapies, and they're taking N-acetylcysteine in the morning on an empty stomach and then taking baby aspirin at night to try to stop the clot shot. from doing its dirty. But the thing is, the proteolytic enzymes that you're talking about definitely, we're a lot of people are sharing that comment. So we appreciate you calling in. By the way, did you know that the Biden administration is confirming a plan to give IDs to illegal immigrants? Yep, that's as a pilot program from ICE aimed at modernizing documentation provided to some non-citizens. Gee, I wonder what's next. Giving them all voting registration cards? They're not even legal citizens. And by the way, the tens of thousands of illegal immigrants are having their cases dismissed before stepping inside an immigration courtroom because Department of Homeland Security officials are failing to file the requisite paperwork, according to a new report. Yep, court docket tracker transactional records access clearinghouse at Syracuse University decided to deep dive into what was going on and got a whole bunch of information through a series of Freedom of Information Act requests and found out that these people are not even having their day in court. Runaway government. That's what we're dealing with now. We the people, we have to start paying more attention and doing more things. And I think, you know, the more people I'm talking to off air as well as on air, the more people I think want to get involved in the voting process this time, because we certainly can't let what happened in November of 2020 happen this November, can we? In the world of economics, key inflation gauges have soared to highs not seen since 1982. Are you surprised? Yeah, this is a PCE price index, excludes food and energy. The main PCE benchmark is by which the Fed measures the pace of inflation against its 2% target. Well, it just went up 4.7% annually in May to 4.8% in June. It just keeps going up and up and up. And even though the supply chain appears to be, you know, not completely cut and dried, we still have a crisis. Meanwhile, Facebook investors who lost money in the wake of revelations about the company. Federal judge has named Ohio the lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit seeking to represent all those investors. The suit was filed in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, accusing Facebook of violating federal securities laws by publicly misrepresenting its policies and practices, thus artificially inflating the value of its stock until whistleblowers came forward. So we'll see what happens to Mr. Zuckerberg and his bunch. I think they should pay tens of billions of dollars. I do. You know, maybe that will teach him a lesson. It's all about money. These woke corporations, unless you take gobs and gobs of money away from them and totally destroy their bottom line, they won't pay attention. And as long as they got that kind of money, they can influence elections. Zuckerberg's already admitted he did it. For those of you worried about Listeria, which has a 20% mortality rate, record and recent outbreaks of a genus deadly bacteria, Listeria, are raising major concerns. They've been traced to almost every kind of food. On the other hand, this is a reminder to prepare your food in a hygienic way. Thoroughly wash produce under running water. Cook and heat meat and ready-to-eat products thoroughly. Remember the thermometer says 165, it's okay to eat. And, of course, when you look at the bottom line of all of this stuff with this emergence of a superbug strain of Listeria, has a lot to do with the antibiotics used in farming. And, of course, we still have a baby formula shortage. And for those of you, we got a health alert out there. For those of you using banana boat sunscreen, it has benzene in it. It's a cancer-causing chemical. If you have banana boat hair and scalp sunscreen spray SPF 30, there is a nationwide voluntary recall. Take it back. This according to a July 29th statement from the company. We're going to give you the lot codes on your email blast. So if you look on your banana boat sunscreen and you see these lot codes we have listed for you on your email blast, take the stuff back. Don't use it. It contains carcinogens. All cancer cells, by the way, regardless of tissue origin, use fermentation energy for growth. They ferment lactic acid from glucose in the cytoplasm, which also involves succinic acid fermentation using glutamine as a fermentable fuel. Even when tumor cells appear to be making ATP and taking in oxygen, suggestive of normal reparation or respiration, rather, their mitochondria are abnormal, hence mitochondrial dysfunction is at the root of most cancers. We have an article on why glucose restrictions are essential in treating cancer. Means you got to stay off the sugar. Just one more barbecue potato chip. Yeah. Looking to support your heart and health gut? There's a green tea out there. It's a new study in Current Developments in Nutrition. Just revealed consuming 1 gram of green tea extract each day actually lowered fasting glucose levels and improved inflammatory status of the gut. So you green tea people out there, you're doing the right thing. You can read about that in our email blast in more detail. You know, we don't have a whole lot of time to cover it, so I'm getting through as much of it as I can. There's a couple more sections in the health section of your email blast coming at you. Talking about golden milk. It's a hot or cold drink made with turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, honey, and your choice of milk. Some recipes call for nutmeg, black pepper, and other spices. Multiple health benefits associated with golden milk may stem from the anti-inflammatory properties of the combination. Just a little thought there. It's got neuroprotective properties as well, showing a positive effect on learning, spatial memory, and working memory. Plays a role, according to data, in prevention and treatment of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Huntington's, and multiple sclerosis. And, of course, we also have a little discussion on how dietary intervention lifts depression. If you've been drinking sugar and artificially sweetened beverages associated with diet fruit drinks and diet soda, you're more likely to have more frequent symptoms of depression than if you don't. And on our gardening, farming, and homesteading section, how to prepare for the coming crises. See, the thing is Joe Mercola is getting more and more into this stuff. He actually has a cistern where he lives on his 1 acre in Naples, Florida. So, we all have the right idea. And for those of you in the gardening, farming, and homesteading, I am almost complete with the chicken coop, and I'm going to be, and the rabbitry, and I'm going to be launching pictures here shortly, hopefully by this weekend on our forum. When you go to thepowerhour.com and you go to community and you check forum, and you can go there and you can contribute to our gardening, farming, and homesteading sections, which we've set up there for you. Of course, you have to get approved because we have to get rid of all those spam bots and places that like to invade our space that don't need to be there. In the COVID-related news, Zogby is reporting many who got COVID shots are diagnosed with a brand new condition. Stories abound of healthy people, including athletes, suddenly dying or suffering severe illness without explanation. Well, they call that SADS now, don't they? Sudden adult death syndrome. And a Fifth Area physician, just 27 years old, died Thursday after collapsing during a triathlon up in Toronto. And, of course, all the hospitals made a point of insisting their deaths were not related to the vaccines. 4 practicing physicians in the Greater Toronto area died unexpectedly in the past 2 weeks. Biden, again, has tested positive for COVID-19. Here you go. Relying on those PCR tests again. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the White House physician, said in a letter that it's a rare rebound case, usually observed in a small percentage of patients treated with Paxlovid. Yeah, didn't Fauci just go through this? Yeah, Paxlovid. Vaccinated and boosted people have less protection against BA5 than BA2 variant, according to his study. You know, to me, it's all BS. You take from that article what you want, but to me, any vaccine, which this is not, the booster, which this is not, this is still emergency use authorization. When they say vaccine, it immediately discredits their story in our world, right? And some good news out of COVID, healthcare workers who sued over this vaccine mandate have won a $10 million settlement. This is a group of healthcare workers who sued their hospital. Yeah, North Shore University Health System in Illinois, October 2021. Boy, that was interesting how quickly that settled out. Here it is, July of 2022. In less than a year, they got $10 million. North Shore is going to pay $10,337,500 into a settlement fund for workers affected by its mandate, specifically workers who between July 1st, 2021 and January 1st, 2022, asked for a religious accommodation and were denied and either received the jab to avoid termination or were fired or resigned. 473 workers are going to split that. You want to run the numbers? $10 million. Let's do this. Divided by 473, each one of them. Wow. Amazing how that works. I'm seeing like 21,000 for each one of them, right? Is my math right here? I don't know. Let's see if my math is right. Let's double check that. Yep, just about. $21,000 they're going to get each. I don't know that that's going to help them out much, given the cost of living these days. And, you know, this thing about remdesivir, well, the sewer just backed up on Santa Monica Hospital. They were just sued for wrongful death after Victor Javier had died. His wife learned he had been treated with remdesivir. She didn't even know what it was. They went to Providence St. John's Health Hospital for help with his persistent hiccups. And instead, the 54-year-old was allegedly improperly diagnosed with COVID, treated with remdesivir and dexamethasone without consent, and never came home. And that hospital made a bunch of money off of that, as you well know. They're death camps. You cannot trust them. But, of course, the ignorant find out the hard way. They refuse to believe anything that the smarter of we the people have figured out. And of course, now we're looking at emails showing the CDC met with executives from big tech companies in an effort to cut down on narratives deemed by officials as COVID-19 misinformation. You see, they're trying to change the narrative. They want that narrative out there for a reason. Not only do they want to affect male fertility, they want to affect the female reproductive system. They want to affect life in general. I mean, if you can't bear children, then there will not be grandmas and grandpas out there. If the shot was done for the purposes of causing blood clots, causing people to become magnetic, you know, these are the narratives, and we've seen it. We've seen people put magnets on the injection site, and they stuck. Vaccinated people developing blood clots when they traveled by airplane. Vaccine shedding, microchips. You see, this is what they all got together to decide. We've got to knock this out. But you see, Carrie Mate, Dr. Mate, who's recovering from an airplane crash, please, Dr. Mate, if you're listening, don't fly private. They can get to you. The circumstances with what she discovered and both the PCR test and the jab, there is magnetic stuff, metal, graphene oxide crawling all through this stuff. And it's in your system. Once it's there, it's in there. Good luck getting rid of it. And by the way, Twitter in the cancel culture censored content, all content that was being put out from the Epoch Times until they got a massive dose of complaints from the public who likes to read Epoch Times. And, of course, Twitter changed their minds and went back to letting Epoch Times put their stuff up on Twitter again. We also have a little commentary from Wildest on what's better than a tail wag. We're talking about your dog now. It's called a circle wag. When you see a propeller wag, a helicopter tail, which means the tail is rotating at the base, the tip is moving in a broad circle. We love to see the circle wag. What does it mean? They're overly joyed. The dogs are happy. Just thought you ought to know. In the meantime, in case you missed what was going on over the weekend, you'll see stories on our email blast about SCOTUS Justice Alito criticizing world leaders for opposing abortion ruling, cites hostility to religion. Trump is warning something worse than recession is coming. Of course, we already told you about monkeypox being declared a health emergency by WHO. And the government reaching a deal with Moderna, a little more in-depth research there. The Postal Service is making an announcement on mail-in ballots ahead of midterm elections. You're not going to like that. And, of course, you Trekkie fans out there, Star Trek's Lieutenant Uhura died at the age of 89, according to her family. Longtime actress, best known for that Star Trek role. And, of course, there's some political stuff in the back end, talking about things we mentioned about delegates, candidates in Arkansas, Michigan, some political brouhaha going on in those states, and Pelosi going to Asia. She'll get to Taiwan, you watch. After the top of the hour break, Charles Einstein, author of The Coronation, will be joining us here for some conversation about COVID. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
About antibiotics. But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.